What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. You've got Bo here. He's to my right. Abe's to my left. He is in for Mike Johnson today. And I am Allie Mack. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are going to talk about the Braves Cardinals series. Unfortunately, we did not win yesterday. But Bo, you were in the car this morning with us when I was asking Abe about these dating apps.
Yeah.
He just clued me in on someone that he swiped. Which is it? Which is
left.
No. Left is
Negator.
No. Okay. It's been a minute for me. So left. He swiped left on someone immediately. The reason is phenomenal. Abe, fill us in.
Yeah. Like, you know how they have prompts and questions for to try and juice up your profile.
Real quick,
just for the record, like, I'm probably like some people in the audience, I never use a dating app.
Good for you,
I'm not,
Bo.
No. They just weren't around when.
Cool flex, man.
No,
cool flex.
What a
no,
weird
when
flex.
I'm not trying to flex. I'm just saying, explain this to me like I'm a 2-year-old because.
You know, no, I'm not, because you know how dating app works.
I know that you swipe right or left, but that's,
yeah,
I don't
profile,
know about prompts.
You either get into it or don't, and then swipe right or left.
But the ones that do have the prompts are the most probable. Like, you're going to find someone that way.
Sure. If you say so. But one of the prompts, one of the questions was something that you're proud of. And she had put on her official dating app where she's trying to find dudes. I don't own a TV. And so I just swiped left immediately.
That's her flex?
This is not the first time where I've come across – it has nothing to do in general, but, like, sometimes I'm just confused by what your flex is.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you want a dude with a library card. I get that. But, like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Hold on. What I need to know is is your flex I have 4 TVs?
Dude,
was that your flex?
I didn't answer that question. I have different questions. I'd have to go back and look. I don't even know. I think one of my questions is, like – favorite musical artists, and then I don't remember what all.
What's
of
your
are.
Flex, Abe?
I don't think I have a flex.
You have.
I wouldn't be single if I had a flex.
But you just said that it prompts one of your flexes. What is your flex?
Do you have any
app?
Photos of you like doing radio? Do you have you behind?
There might be.
Yeah. He smiled immediately. Yes, he
well,
does.
I don't know if I have one doing radio. I have that as a photo I use for like different.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
that is something you have to get out of the way immediately, though. If you are dating someone new,
agreed.
You have to get the radio thing out of the way because it is a thing. Schedules are crazy. It's a different kind of life.
I agree. you're 100% right, but it was just funny because you're like, do you have the picture of you doing radio? And he could not hold back the grin. Like,
I have that picture, but like, I don't think
I mean,
it's
no,
on.
It's not like on my profile, but I mean, it is, but yeah.
I don't know how to actually find my own profile.
Like, radio guys, their equivalent of like them holding the fish in their dating profile is them behind a microphone.
Yep, yep. I mean, and you know what's funny is it I don't think I've posted but like once or maybe twice the entire time I've been in radio that is a profile picture. Mainly because I was like, I'm not on radio. I was a producer for so long. Now I probably should use that as a, you know, as something. But I don't know.
Well,
I just want a good picture of me because that's all I care about.
What I love, though, about that is, like, Abe knows exactly who he is. There's, like, someone that's not going to watch TV. Of course, that's not going to work out. That's also a weird flex for anyone. I do find it weird when people are like, I don't really watch that much TV. Okay, cool. Good for you. The rest of us do.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I get shamed on the show for watching too many movies by Mike. Like, I think he's like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't watch that movie when I was a kid. I'm like, how?
I don't think it's a shaming thing. Yeah. You just file them away a little bit differently than other people do. Like, I'll watch things, but I don't have the quote stuck in my head. That's just the way your brain works, which is kind of about to see Dylan's agreeing with me.
Yeah, I was about to say, but I don't think we necessarily shame you or Mike necessarily shames you. It's just that your movie knowledge is so much bigger than ours. It's just like, yeah, we can't stand on the same pedestal as you, bro.
Dylan, he's not listening. You don't have to take up for him.
I'm not. I'm just being fair and just as I always am. Spitting the facts.
Well, I think I'm hearing kind of a wake-up call topic here. What are some red flags on dating apps? Because this could also help out Abe, since he is back on the dating apps. And I'm not just putting his business out there. You were talking about this the other day, that you're back out there on the prowl.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not going well so far. I think I've got zero matches since I started swiping, but...
How many times we'll have you?
I don't buy that.
I guarantee you I have zero matches.
Have you swiped left more times than you swiped right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like 3-1 or?
I think it just depends. It comes and goes in waves. I might swipe right like 5 in a row, and I might swipe left like 8 in a row. It just depends.
Yeah, and I was just curious because you're an interesting person. You have a lot of little unique things about you. So I think that you're, from what I've been around you, you're a guy that's like, if you see something, you're like, not even giving it a chance. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I know we have to go to Braves real quick, but Abe, I just have a quick follow-up question. Nah, we really actually don't.
No one wants to talk Braves.
Abe, what is your do you have an ideal first date?
Yeah.
An ideal first date?
Yes.
I mean, a lot of that's going to be dependent on, like, what level of communication you had either via app or text or phone call leading up to it. Like, how introductory is it? How much do we really have to get out the way? Probably simple. Like, I'm open to the dinner and a drink thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people first date are just drinks.
Yeah.
And so that's its own thing. But, yeah, I mean, drinks and conversation that 2 hours feels like 20 minutes would be nice, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. You don't want anything too committed. Like, I remember way back in the day, I was going out on a first date, and then the person kept adding things like, okay, we can grab drinks, and then we can go get dinner, and then we can go get a movie. I'm like, you're planning a whole day.
So there's
that's
these,
a lot.
Because I'm single, you guys are not. There's like a psycho lane of influencers on like IG Reels. I don't have TikTok, but I'm sure on TikTok as well, that are like, here's how to plan a perfect first date. And they're like, without questions, you need 3 specific stops. I'm like, I'm not going to 3 places.
No.
Are you out of your mind?
Again, I don't know if it's, things have changed, but to me, I think it's just, like, I don't even think dinner anymore. I think just go have drinks. Like,
yeah,
when
it's
I've
turned
gotten
into
older,
that. It's turned into that.
It's like, no, you don't have to sit at the bar, but sit at, like, a high top. You know, maybe don't go to your favorite place or that person's favorite place, but just go to a bar that is both foreign to y'all. Have drinks, hang out, and then maybe you have some appetizers, and if you want to do something from there, that's on y'all. Or maybe not, just go home.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, process whatever. Yeah, that 3 things, doing this big hold. Because let me tell you something, as I'm 42 and I'm not single, but I can tell you, I would never want to waste money on a big first date and it just go nowhere.
No, absolutely not. And I feel like this is very similar to, you hear these rumblings of like, okay, this is what you need to do. Three different stops. That sounds a lot like back in the day. Remember the pickup artist on VH1?
Yeah, I do.
He's like, and he would say, go insult the girl before you ask her out, and that'll make her want you more. Like, no, this is terrible advice.
I don't know. I would use the to use a movie, the 40-year-old virgin, where they did it when I can't remember, was it Amy? It's Amy Adams, but it was one of the, she ended up being a more famous actress. But like, he basically does the question game with her. She's like, "Can I help you?" He goes, "I don't know."
Oh, that was Amy Smart.
Yeah, Amy Smart. Yeah. Can you help me? And then like he, yeah, and she's like, "Well, are you looking for something?" Yeah. He goes, "Am I looking for something?" And like, he just does that until she basically is just falling head over heel. I think I would, if I was back out there, I might use that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, we got to get to Mic'd Up, which is Abe'd Up today, in a moment. But I do want to mention, because I promised it, Braves-Cardinals series. Unfortunately, we did not get the sweep. We lost yesterday 5-4. There were two different rain delays that I feel really kind of messed up the momentum for this team, because we were winning before that second delay. And then when we came back, Jesse Chavez gave up a couple runs. Did you hear the person mention at Murph's the other day, Bo, mentioned that they hope that Jesse retires with the Braves?
Yes. And if he makes it through the end of the season, I think that's exactly what will happen.
I hope so. But unfortunately, he did not fare so well for us yesterday.
No, if he wants to retire with the Braves, he might have to make that announcement today, because he might be DFA'd when they return to action.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they –
being honest.
Well, look, it's clearly he's not the same guy that he was 2 years ago when he was having an all-star caliber
season.
He's
got a 9 ERA.
What is there to say? You don't have a lot of options, and you need a guy that can go 3 to 4 innings and make it through. And you don't really have that right now.
Well, finally, though, we get some time off, because that was the last game before the all-star break. So hopefully this team can rest, get a little reset, maybe the second half. Mike Johnson the other day was saying, like, at least just play .500 baseball in the second half.
Sure. That would be great. I've talked about this. I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I don't think anything is building for a run this year. So everything in my mind is about how do you make what happened in 2025 not be the story in 2026. I'd like to see Ozzie get it going, or he's at risk of being bought out. I'd like to see Michael Harris get it going. Obviously, you're trying Acuna deeper in the lineup. You see if that's going to have any impact. You're not going to be able to fix the rotation this year. There's just nowhere to go there. You've got so many guys hurt. Not just hurt. The guys are going to miss almost the entirety of the rest of the season. So we're going to keep it realistic about what you can afford when you're pitching two bullpen games per week. And you'll probably bring up some young guys and see what they can do as you move forward. But right now, you got to get some positive momentum building. And, again, I still wouldn't be surprised if to see a couple of guys moved, a couple of guys from the back end of that bullpen who maybe could fit in a sixth or seventh inning for a playoff team, and even maybe a hitter that's struggling with an injury.
Well, and the guys get some much-deserved time off with All-Star Week happening right now, and we got to switch over to Abe Dupp.
Mike Dupp brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I don't think you live too far from one, Allie, because I did a show with Carl up that way somewhere, and they got some good wings, man. Nice and crispy. You could probably get them not crispy, but they were good. They were good. So I do recommend Buffalo's Cafe. We've talked a little bit about me and my running escapades. I just got this running watch. Got it during Prime Days. Is it a Garmin 255, the music edition? You guys notice anything just in general about this watch right now?
I'm proud of you for getting a running watch because you've been running with nothing.
Yeah.
But what specifically are you talking about?
I am wearing this watch on my right hand.
Yes.
This is something that has followed me since I was a kid. I write left-handed. I do most athletic things right-handed. I cannot wear a watch, and I certainly cannot put it on my left hand. I know the left hand's normal. You guys both wearing watches. Well,
left
he's
hand.
Got no watch.
I don't wear a watch.
You've got
I
one. I know I'm supposed to wear it on my left hand. I tried to put it on the left hand.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go. And so I think this is a left-handed thing, but I'm wearing it on the right hand.
Well, I just assumed you're left-handed when you're wearing it on your right hand, but this is also why you need to get a partner so that they can help you put your watch on the left hand.
I've run with it a couple times. I like the clickability for my left hand on my right wrist. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Well, how are you liking the watch so far?
I am I got to figure out how to run slower. Like,
what's that got to do with the watch?
Come on.
Because it tells
weird
me your pace.
Flex.
No.
Yeah. You talk about me.
No, because the back end of the run is where the front end of the run needs to be.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I do this weird thing where, like, my first 2 miles are fast, and then the next couple are wherever they are. And then the last couple, if there's hills, are just disasters. And everyone says you're supposed to do like your slow runs like slower than you think.
Yep.
And like I don't do any of my slow runs at like 9:30, 9:40 paces. They all end up being faster. That's not good.
I'm assuming this keeps track of your heart rate too.
I turn that feature off.
Oh, okay.
What else does the watch do? Other than what features have you not turned off, I should say?
No, it's not that I turned it off. It still does track my heart rate. I just don't want to see my heart rate as I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing I had to get over. So right now it just tells me pace, distance, and the length of the run while I'm wearing it.
Man.
And then when I get into it, it tells me a bunch of other stuff.
So far, it sounds like you're just
tells me I didn't get enough sleep last night. I'm guessing that's going to be a trend all week.
That's absolutely a given. We've got the wake-up call coming up. I think we have stumbled across a topic here. 404-726-0929. You can jump on the show with us right now. First, I do want to know, where are you feeling or how are you feeling about Matt Olson in the Home Run Derby tonight? Do you think he could pull it off? He is a hometown kid. It could be written in the stars. Also, Abe's situation. What is the biggest red flag when you are looking to date someone? Maybe we can help him with some advice here. Or maybe give us your ideal first date, because clearly there is terrible advice out there on the internet telling Abe to take someone to three different places. That's not a good date. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. You can also tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. That is next. With the Morning Shift, we are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.